This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
Well, as you just heard on the KPQ Midday Update, we were hearing about the young man who had an opportunity to meet his hero, Weird Al Yankovic, last night, and the word kind of came through the grapevine, through the Alethea Writing Center about that, and lo and behold, as it just works out perfectly, Nancy Gretti, who is the co-owner along with her husband, is here because we wanted to talk about the wonderful work with the equine therapy going on there, about the center and big event coming up soon. So, Nancy, I've been a fan from a distance of the work you're doing out there, and I heard this conversation going on about the way this young man was going to be surprised at last night's concert, and I went, I've been meaning to get in touch with you, so just serendipity, and you're here today. So thank you for being available on such short notice.
I am, and thank you for having me, Dave. I'm really excited to be here.
And you were there last night. Did you get a chance to see?
I did not get a chance to see.
But you knew about the surprise.
Oh, I knew about the surprise because one of our volunteers that works with Connor was the one who gave him that surprise and that gift.
And that's how I learned about this. Anyway, prompted me to get in touch with you. Thanks for being here today. So the Alethea Writing Center is in the field of equine therapy. Now, you started, you had this opened up almost 8 years ago, and
yes,
there's some big plans to try and expand the capacity. And because you can't serve the need that exists in our area.
That's right. The need is great. I get calls weekly, and we have a waiting list of at least about 40 people that want to get services with the horses, and we're just not able to meet that need because of limitations of our current facility.
So we're going to talk about a couple of different projects at a big fundraising event that's coming up soon, but... let's step back just a little bit. For folks who aren't familiar with what's going on at Alethea Writing Center, you've got the opportunity for people who have issues with autism, all kinds of physical disabilities, to get involved with horses, whether it's riding them, just being around them, and those Norwegian Fjord horses you have out there just perform magic, don't they?
They really do. And our mission is to change lives with the healing power of horses, and that's exactly what happens. And we're currently serving about 100 riders a week, ages 3 to 89, and they have a variety of physician-diagnosed disabilities, physical learning and social disabilities.
And so how do people get involved? How does a youngster or even an adult get a chance to get involved in therapy out there?
Well, they can contact us directly through our website, and there is some information on there that they can get in touch with me. There are also referrals from local physicians that are sending young people to us and adults, and also just word of mouth. People are finding out about the program. But get in touch with us either through your doctor or directly on the website.
So I mentioned that there is a going to be an effort to try and expand the facility. You have kind of a big capital project because you want to help more people, don't you?
It's heartbreaking to say no. And I have to say no on a regular basis right now. So we have a double the capacity campaign that's coming up. And we believe that we will be able to double the number of people that we serve with a facility expansion and relocation project. And we currently have the property. We, through one generous donor, we were able to acquire property. And now we're on the road to developing the campaign so that we can make that a reality.
What would you have more acreage, more covered space,
all
room
of
for
the
more
above.
Horses?
All of the that. Above, yes. So right now we are crowded on a 3-acre site in a residential area. The new property is 12 acres, so we'll quadruple in size. We will be able to have accommodations for up to 25 horses. We'll have two covered riding arenas that will allow us to teach three different semi-private or private lessons simultaneously. So it will be a huge improvement in the services that we're going to be able to provide.
So let's talk about a kind of a new initiative as well, and that is where you're working with veterans who may be suffering from PTSD. It's a project that you got going here recently, just within the last year, through Vets Serving Vets, helping with that project. This is amazing work. So tell us about that.
Yes, it's very exciting. The results are phenomenal. And we had a pilot program that we ran in February and March of this year, and we had two veterans participate, and there were assessments done using standard assessment tools to measure their PTSD symptoms, and the results in just 6 weeks were incredible. One of the gentlemen who participated in the program is now a volunteer in our program and continues to come out and spend time with the horses. And that pilot program was so successful that we ended up launching a full program ahead of schedule, and so we are currently now working with two other veterans. And then also recently we had the opportunity to meet with a group of women veterans that came for horsemanship camp, and it was a 3-hour program, and that the results of that were really astounding as well. So we're very excited about that.
It's called Warriors and Horses.
Warriors and Horses.
Now, for those, if you just joined us, we're talking with Nancy Gretti with the Alethea Riding Center. There is going to, you just had a little black summer dress party event.
Yes.
You've got a busy fall ahead.
We do.
With your Run for the Roses. Is that
it's the Run for the Roses Benefit Gala, and it's on October 5th this year. It's always the first Saturday in October. And that's where we raise funds for our operational budget for the next year.
So first off, if you'd like to get involved with this, when I called you yesterday, right now you're looking for whether it might be items that could be auctioned off.
Sure.
So tell us what you're looking for right now.
What we have found people want is experiences rather than things. Things are great, and we would love that too, but if you have any kind of experience, whether it be we love to offer travel opportunities, we love to offer meals out, date experiences, that sort of thing, that's what we're looking for.
So the Run for the Roses is coming up on Saturday, October the 5th. That's the big benefit gala. If you'd like to get involved and provide one of those to help support, what's the best way to do that?
Go to the website. Go to the website, and you can contact me directly via phone or email.
I already know the answer to the next question. If you'd like to volunteer, go to the website.
Yes.
What kinds of volunteer opportunities are there?
Well, there's lots, but the majority of our volunteers come, and they actually work directly with the horses and the participants in the program. And you do not need to have horse experience. These horses are gentle and kind and easy. It's easy to learn what you need to do. Volunteers either lead the horse in the lesson, or they support the rider, either physically or cognitively or just as a friend alongside. There are other opportunities, too. There's always work parties that need to go on. There's stuff to scoop in the stalls on a regular basis.
Mucking stalls,
yes. So there's all kinds of ways to get involved, and we love visitors. So even if you're not interested in volunteering, just come out and see what happens.
So yeah. what was the genesis of Alethea Riding Center? We talked a little bit out in the lobby, and your husband wanted to learn how to ride horses.
Well, he did. That's how the family got involved in horses, is he did not want to spend all of his time learning to ride laying on the ground in the sand looking at the sky. So he decided what he wanted was a Norwegian Fjord, because they're known for their gentle demeanor and their easygoing personalities, sure-footedness. So we had them and enjoyed them for many years as a family. And then when the family was grown and gone, we had beautiful horses that we needed to have a purpose for. And that purpose revealed itself in, I believe it was actually 2010. It took us a year to get going. But in 2010, when a friend asked if their child could come and ride for her 5th birthday, and this young lady happened to have a disability, and when we put her on the horse, our lives changed forever, and that of everyone else who comes to work at Alethea.
Well, that's wonderful that that you did that. And did you ever have a vision that it would become this? This is a 501c3 corporation, so
right.
you're doing this to help families. How many do you have any idea of how many people have been served in the eight years or so? Yeah. Probably, I don't know if you have a tally.
Thousands and thousands of rides. I think we do, 30 rides times 3,000 rides a year at least times 8 years. We didn't always have that many riders, but thousands of rides and thousands of volunteer hours.
And it can be so much more. You can double the capacity at the Therapeutic Riding Center with this this new capital campaign. You've got the property. You just need to get the funds raised to help complete the facility with more space, more horses. More everything.
And we envision this is going to be a 3-year process. And we're looking for partners, from the community, builders, people who want to get involved in any way they can get in touch with us. We'd love to talk to them.
So, have you always been around horses, since a young child? What's been your background in horses?
Yeah, I have been around horses most of my life. I took a little break when I first got married and had children, but I grew up with them. And, then when my daughter was about 8 years old and started showing interest, we wanted to let her have that experience. And boy, did that look like fun. And I decided I needed to get involved again, and then the family did, and then this is where we have ended up.
What's it like when, say, a child that may have some sort of disability, or maybe a youngster with something on the autism spectrum, first gets that first initial experience? You've been there, I'm sure, many times. Witness that. What is maybe their reaction or their parents' reaction? What do you notice?
Parents are usually weeping to see their children moving in a way that they've never had an opportunity to move before in some cases. Or also they notice a change in not the physical demeanor, but the way that the child is interacting with the people around them. So someone that might have autism, you see them going from being perhaps highly stressed and the senses are charged and hearing is challenging, but we see all of that just sort of melt away and disappear. So for people with a learning disability or a social disability, that's what we see. When there's a physical issue, you see the body change immediately when they're on a horse. Tight muscles immediately loosen. Muscles that are maybe too loose or lax immediately get their musculature changes and they became strong and more upright. So it's a beautiful thing to see that way, too.
Good for the core.
Oh, man, the core, yeah. So one thing that we say often is that for every minute that a person is on a horse, there's 100 balance accommodations. Because the body is constantly thrown and moved about, they have to make those accommodations. And that's how bodies get stronger. They don't even realize that they're working and exercising and getting stronger, but it's happening.
What do the volunteers get out of it?
Oh, the volunteers' lives are changed. They come thinking that they get to be around horses, but they find community with their riders, with the other volunteers, and with the staff. They find that they're able to develop a relationship because they work with the same rider every week for 10 weeks, sometimes for years. They develop those relationships, but they really get a sense of purpose and meaning.
Well, again, the answer many times was go to the website, and I think you're going to find a wealth of information about how you could volunteer, how you could support the Capital campaign or the Run for the Roses benefit gala coming up. I notice on the website it says Run for the Roses 2018 benefit gala. But that's it's coming up October 29th.
It's coming up October 5th, 2019, yeah, and so that certainly should be changed.
Throw you off. It is Saturday, October the 5th.
It'll probably be changed before we finish this interview.
So that's coming up on the calendar of events. It's a great-looking website. There's videos on there.
Oh, yeah, the horses are beautiful. Yeah. The stories that you can hear from the, through the videos are amazing.
Okay, so check that out. Again, AletheaWritingCenter.com, and the spelling may throw you, so I'll do my best here. A-L-A-T-H-E-I-A. What's the story behind that name? What does that mean?
The name comes actually out of Scripture, and it means truth. And for us, it means truth and goodness in everything that we do.
Well, this is a wonderful project. I've wanted to get a chance to meet you. I've seen your posters around town and known about this, and just sad that it took so long to get you on the program.
I'd love to come back.
So happy to have you here, and we'll definitely have you back. And I got to get out there and do some volunteering.
That'd be great.
All righty.
Thank you, Dave.
Wonderful to meet you. Nancy Gretti with the Alethea Writing Center. Again, A-L-A-T-H-E-I-A. center.com if you'd like to go, AletheaWritingCenter.com if you'd like to check out the website and see how you can get involved. Thanks for being here on the program today.
Thank you.
It's time for the fair, NCW Fair, coming up next Thursday, opening day. We'll talk with Carolyn Morley, the fair director, next on The Agenda.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Well, it's definitely fair season in North Central Washington. Grant County Fair opened up yesterday. Next week, it is time for the NCW Fair up in Waterville, and before too long, Chelan County Fair, Okanagan County Fair as well. Let's say hello to Carolyn Morley up in Waterville, where they're getting ready for, well, animal load-in next Wednesday and 9 a.m. on Thursday, August 22nd, when the fairgrounds open up in Waterville. Hello, Carolyn. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing great. And, let's see. Is it quiet up there right now, or is it already a buzz of activity with all the kind of last-minute stuff?
It's buzzing around. People are moving and grooving, getting ready. It takes a lot of work to set up.
So when we were talking yesterday, getting set up to have you on the air today, we were talking about a couple of, there's a whole lot new this year, but I was excited to hear about your Battle of the Bands. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We're trying to think of new and different things, and we've never had a Battle of the Bands competition before, so it should be exciting. We've got 9 acts, some local, some, you know, one guy's even from Nashville, so we're really excited about that competition.
So when's that going to take place, and where can folks enjoy the performances, and how's the competition going to work?
It is Thursday, August 22nd. Starts about 11 a.m. and will go all the way until about 6:30 p.m. And it's going to be in our community hall. So grab some food, hit a table, and stick around and enjoy the show. The winner gets $500, and they get to open for Craig Morgan on Friday night. So that's a pretty cool winnings there.
Okay. Does the audience get to vote, or is how does that all work?
We actually have some judges from the musical entertainment that are local, a couple different radio DJs, owner of the music store in town. So we've got some people that we put in place that we think will do a great job in judging, but I'm sure they're going to take community and audience feedback into play.
Some esteemed judges. There you go.
Yeah.
So you mentioned Craig Morgan, the big show, and some changes there, I understand, on the with kind of the dancing venue, but that's helped you with the ticket prices. How do folks get tickets if they want to go check out Craig Morgan? He's a big timer.
Absolutely. They can get tickets on our website at ncwfair.org. They're just $20 or $30 this year. We really were able to lower that price point. We want to pack the place and make it a really great show for Craig, because he's a great performer.
Now, you've always been able to bring in some big name entertainment, and even some of the biggest names of all time, sometimes very early on in their career, but you just have a great history of bringing in some of the top names to the NCW Fair.
Yeah, absolutely. And this actually is the first time the fair has ever welcomed somebody back a second time. So we thought he was too good to pass up on his route through Washington, and we're super excited to be able to snag him again.
Well, congratulations. Craig Morgan, again, the performance with Craig Morgan, that's coming up on Friday night, and the opening act hits the stage, 6:30, and then his show starts at, 7:30?
Exactly.
Okay.
You got it.
So make sure you're there in time to enjoy that. Now, is that a separate ticketed event, or how does that all work?
So we're a one-pay gate. You buy that concert ticket, and you get to enjoy the entire day at the fair. So come early, bring your kids, get some food, hit the carnival, do it all that day while you get that free entry into the fair with your carnival ticket, your concert ticket.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we're talking with Carolyn Morley, who is, and I want to give a proper credit. What do we call you? Head honcho, fair manager? What's the proper and respectful title for you, Carolyn?
Well, I'm the fair manager, yep.
There you go. So Senior Day is next Thursday, August 22nd. The fair opens at 9 a.m., so that's anyone who's 62 or older gets in for free, I see.
Yep, absolutely. And actually, we just announced we're going to have our first ever bingo on Senior Day. Who can have a Senior Day without bingo? So we're excited about that.
Okay, so where do I get my cinnamon rolls? One of the things the fair is famous for in Waterville, right?
Absolutely. The Wheat Wives booth is a big deal, and their cinnamon rolls are just incredible.
Well, just follow your nose. You'll smell them as soon as you walk in the front gate. I think you can miss them. So tell us about cornhole. You've got a big cornhole tournament. Is that new this year?
It's new, and it's going to be fun. In fact, the names of these teams are hysterical. There should have been a competition all on its own for the names of the cornhole teams that are coming in. I think it's going to be a great time.
So a full carnival this year, you had mentioned to me when we were talking about that. So you've expanded the carnival offerings?
We have. The last couple of years it's been smaller, but this year we were able to get back to our full amount of rides, and actually some rides that have never been to this fair before. We exchanged out some old favorites for some new and exciting rides, and we're really excited about having the whole grass filled this year.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit about rodeo action. Folks love taking in some of the rodeo competition. So when can we catch that up in Waterville this year at the NCW Fair?
Saturday, 4 p.m., and Sunday, 1 p.m., is where it's all at, and lots of action. Not only do we have the rodeo competition, but also the horse racing as well.
So if you want to go to the website, ncwfair.org, it's a good-looking website, by the way. You can click on the different links and see the 2019 schedule. I don't know, you might want to print that out because it's real handy. When's the best time to catch maybe some of the 4-H and FFA judging and things like that? That's always kind of interesting to watch. I love seeing the kids' projects and the auctions going on there for that. And when's all that primarily taking place?
Absolutely. Really, you can see animals anytime, but the livestock auction is 10 a.m. on Saturday, and it really is neat to see these kids handle their animals and see how hard they've worked to train them. So that's a really cool thing if you haven't done it before. That's 10 a.m. on Saturday.
So tell us about some of the other entertainment that's performing, some of the different groups. I see you've got Eden Moody. I think folks will recognize that name, but you have a bunch of other great entertainers throughout the weekend.
We do. We actually have our Christian concert coming back in the community hall. Andrew Thompson will be doing that. Got a couple other bands and even a local group of gals who are elementary school age who are going to be singing, and they're really good. So a lot of local talent. We want to get local talent up on the stage for people to really enjoy. So lots of different acts.
Pardon my segue, but after the Craig Morgan concert, I see you've got a beer garden after party as well. So tell us about that for folks that don't want the party to end.
Absolutely. The beer garden is going to be happening. We've got a stage over there this year with a gal named Jessie Lee, who is incredible showman, and she is going to really put on a show so that the party doesn't have to stop, keep you dancing all night long.
And there's a Friday night dance as well from 10 till midnight. There's going to be some partying going on, it looks like, Friday night up at the fairgrounds, huh?
Absolutely. And the dances really are designed for kids and families. They're a really safe place to have fun, swing dance, line dance. So come up, take your kids over to the dance, and then maybe parents can go hit the beer garden.
So tell me about the fairgrounds itself. Unfortunately, Waterville got hit strangely by the storm last weekend. Unfortunately, we have a family that their farmland, their house and outbuildings got flooded pretty bad by a mud flow. I understand talking to the folks at Highline, the wheat folks there in town, not a drop of rain. How did the fairgrounds fare with the storm last weekend?
We did okay. We had a little bit of damage to our track, which will easily be, fixed, no problem with some heavy equipment. But we really did fare well, thank goodness. So
no problems there with the grounds themselves. Everything's looking good.
Yep, everything's looking great.
So is there anything at this point exhibitors are getting all loaded in on Wednesday of next week? And then you open the gates on Thursday morning at 9 a.m. What are the general hours for Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the fair?
Really, the fair opens every day at 9 a.m., and then we go till about 8 p.m. For the general exhibitor booths and things like that. But the dances and the beer garden stay open a little later. But the general hours are 9 a.m. to about 8 p.m.
Okay. Well, we're talking with Carolyn Morley. We're going to take a quick break and be back with a little bit more of the conversation as it's, a lot of folks kind of used to know it as the district fair. It's the NCW fair now in Waterville. And when we come back on the agenda next.
You're listening to The Agenda on News Radio 560 KPQ, KPQ.com, and streaming on Alexa or the KPQ mobile app.
Okay, Carolyn Morley, the fair manager at the NCW Fair in Waterville, buzz with activity right now. Fair opens up next Thursday at 9 a.m., and we want to remind you, particularly if you have kids or grandkids, next Saturday, which would be day three, is going to be a Kids Zone, kind of Kids Day, with lots of extra things going on in the Kids Zone. So if you're kind of, you can only make one day of it up to the fair. Maybe Saturday's the day to pick, right?
That's right. There's so much going on. Kids are bound to have fun. You won't be disappointed.
So some expanded things going on Saturday. But if you're going to go to the carnival, take advantage of the carnival wristbands. You can pick those up around town at various locations and save yourself some money on enjoying the expanded carnival this year. Where can you get the carnival wristbands?
You can get them at Ag Supply in East Wenatchee, also known as Ace Hardware, or up in Waterville at Napa.
So stop in and saves you like $5, I think.
That's right. So if you got a bunch of kids, you can save yourself a handful of money.
So, Carolyn, you've been the fair manager for a little over a year now and local gal, and so that's neat. I know you're loving the job and being back in Waterville and running things out there. Was it everything you expected?
You know, every day is a different day and a new learning curve, but, you know, I haven't run away yet, and it really is such a unique experience.
Yeah, and it's a busy place, and I've been in the fair office there during the fair, and it's just one thing after another, but enjoy, congratulations, and good luck on another successful fair this year, and again, next Thursday, 9 a.m. when the fair opens up. Senior Citizen Day, free day of those 62 and older on opening day, August the 22nd. Carolyn, thank you so much for the time, and I hope everything runs as smooth as possible. There's always something, but I'm sure it'll be another successful run this year for the NCW Fair. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
All right, Carolyn Morley, our guest on the agenda. News Radio 560 KPQ time is 12:51. We're going to take a break for the numbers on Wall Street, And we'll tell you what's coming up on tomorrow's program. Also, I want to thank Nancy Gretti with the Alethea Writing Center. A really interesting program that they have there with the equine therapy. Again, if you'd like to learn a little more about their offerings, AletheaWritingCenter.com. It's whether it's to be a volunteer, to learn how you can get involved with any of their programs or support their fundraising efforts and a campaign to expand the facilities as well, again, on their website. News Radio 560 KPQ on the agenda.